I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russian churches respond as fighting continues in Kursk. Then stick around to learn how you can help kids get into God's Word as a new school year kicks off. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Deputy CIA Director David Cohen says Russian forces face a difficult fight in retaking the Kursk region, captured by Ukrainian forces earlier this month. Cohen tells a national security industry conference that Russian President Vladimir Putin will mount a counteroffensive, but having a front line on Russian soil adds new problems. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says Russian church partners are helping people displaced by Ukraine's ongoing incursion.
While the dynamics of this conflict are constantly changing, as the battle lines are changing, the response of the church is unchanging.
Churches are providing families with food, medicines, hygiene items, and most importantly, the hope of Christ.
When all human aspects of hope have been taken away, people often see clearly the only hope they have is to throw themselves on the mercy of God.
An older woman named Nina approached SGA Church Partners in despair. She left all her possessions behind when she had to flee the incursion and recently found out her home had burned to the ground. Believers consoled her and pointed to Jesus, who saved Nina's life so she could hear the gospel.
She came to the church the next morning and she was smiling. She says, "I am no longer without hope, for I have found hope in Jesus Christ. No raging of man, no ugliness of war can strip the hope of the gospel from God's children."
Meanwhile, 65% of West Bank businesses have reported a reduction in their workforce. Since the war in the Holy Land began October 7th, tourism in the West Bank has plummeted to practically nothing. Christian pilgrims used to flood Bethlehem, the town where Jesus was born. Shireen Halal, director of outreach at Bethlehem Bible College, says today, Bethlehem is a ghost town.
When visiting Bethlehem, of course, people come and see the Nativity Church, and then they go to their restaurants. We have many of the best restaurants here in the area. Besides that, souvenir shops and tour guides and all these businesses that are connected to tourism. Now imagine when war started, unfortunately, people stopped coming. People are afraid. So basically, those people who were actually working in businesses had to completely shut down their businesses.
Palestinian Christians with Bethlehem Bible College are being the hands and feet of Christ to their neighbors.
Through the Shepherd Society, which is the social arm of the Bethlehem Bible College, we were able to provide at least 200 jobs for those who are unemployed. I would not say it's a full-time job, but at least on a monthly basis, we give what's called a pocket money for the family to survive.
Pray for Palestinians to know the hope and help of Christ. And finally, back-to-school season is underway in the United States. And while some kids enter the season with excitement, others dread the thought of peer interactions and bullying. For parents, higher back-to-school costs and economic uncertainties add another layer of angst. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
"There's so much fear, anxiety, depression, angst about what's going on in our culture today. The only answer to that is Jesus."
Yet fewer believers are actually tapping into the only true source of hope and peace.
The number of families in God's Word every day, drastically down. 40% of Christians actually read their Bible outside of church. That means 60% of people are not reading their Bibles outside of church.
Keys for Kids offers daily print and digital devotionals that help kids, teens, and families unlock biblical truths and keep Christ at the center of their lives.
Moms and dads can read before school or maybe after they get home from school or before they go to bed.
Getting kids into God's Word helps them discover His promises and grow in faith.
By reading these devotionals, not only are they going to understand Scripture a little bit better, it's about igniting a passion for Christ in kids and teens and families.
Visit us online to connect with Keys for Kids.
We also have Keys for Kids Radio that kids can listen all day long through the app, through a smart speaker, anything like that.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.